There is a shocking theme of people getting broken up with on Valentine's Day. It's insane.
Let's go home. Happy Valentine's Day, Tillys.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And if you're looking at the calendar and you're like, it's not Valentine's Day, you're late.
Oh, right. If you're on upload day, it is currently, presently Valentine's Day. Today is Valentine's Day. If you're listening to this on schedule.
And if you are listening to this on schedule, I don't know if you knew this or not, but you are our Valentine.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
We're handing out Valentine's Day invites right now to you.
Passes.
I don't know how that
Tickets?
Works. Yeah, I don't know.
Subscriptions.
Ooh, I wish.
We will actually, like, on real Valentine's Day, we will be on a plane back from Zach and Maggie's wedding.
Ooh, a romantic.
Happy Valentine's Day to us.
Yeah, but it will have been a romantic weekend.
Yeah, yeah. We actually were going to stay one extra day, but with, like, all the dog drama, we figured that it's not the time for us to be, like, laying on a beach. Everyone's fine. Everything is chill. If you don't know about the dog drama, that's the last couple episodes. It's just all dog drama. But we figured that we should probably just get back to regular life.
I mean, it's difficult. I feel like when you give the kids to anybody who's not you to watch, to be like, okay, thanks for, you know, keeping them alive.
Yeah.
It's nothing to be like, I mean, so there were the seizures.
So we had a few seizures.
And there was the
we've got some eye drops. We've got a twice a day
diarrhea.
Med.
Perpetual.
That's fixed now. We fixed that. And that's the other dog.
Give it 10 minutes. But it's like, you just like, it would probably be best to not just be gone.
Right. So we're headed to Mexico for the weekend.
Puerto Vallarta. My first time.
Punta de Mita. I'm probably saying that so wildly wrong.
Can I say it one more time?
No, that's okay. We don't need that on the internet more than once.
She said Punta de Mita.
Punta de Mita.
Yeah, you sound like someone going to the Chipotle for the first time.
Well, it would feel wildly racist to try and say it in a Spanish accent because that's one thing
We all know you didn't even attempt.
No. Yeah. And I don't think that that's the move for me.
I also think that, and I don't know, we've probably covered this before, but I've never met anyone who speaks less Spanish than Lauren.
We don't learn Spanish. Like, some people do take Spanish as like a random elective because
there's gonna be so many people in Canada that are like, what is this bitch talking about?
No, but the secondary language in Canada is French. And like literally the primary language of Quebec, I think, is French.
Right.
So we learn French as like our default second language.
When you go across the border and everything, every sign is in both languages.
Yeah.
It's not like jarring. It's just like it feels international when the rest of Canada does not feel international.
No, you even think about packaging, and I think this is specific.
You want to start off the episode talking about CPG?
Fucking hot fire. Let's go, baby.
I don't know what you guys have planned for your Valentine's Day, but if you could just.
If you want to talk about packaging.
Put that shit on ice for a second. We're going to talk about multilingual packaging.
When I did the line that was in Walmart Canada specifically, it had to be in three languages. Everything on the packaging had to be in French, English, and Spanish. Do you know how tedious and how much space tiny little text takes up when you have to do everything in three languages?
One of my dear friends from like elementary school through, Alex, his dad, his entire like profession is to translate instructions.
Right.
For like they do for like Boeing, but like for like highly critical, like making sure that every single translation
is translated properly.
Lines up. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. It was, I mean, not to dry everyone out.
Yeah. But I mean, think about how many French and Spanish speaking Tillys. Well, I guess they would be Lord DIY fans at the time. Okay. Well, we don't care about them as much, but for Tillys.
You take that back.
I take it back. Actually, international fans are my favorite.
I mean, yeah, shout out Latvia.
Like anyone who's like, oh, I'm gonna give you my time in my second language.
Oh yeah, is wild.
That's amazing.
It's truly wild.
Yeah.
We're watching a physical 100 right now, which is a truly incredible reality TV.
How would you describe it to somebody who, well, hasn't seen it?
It is about 98 of the most physically fit and strong Koreans.
Specimens.
Both female and male, plus I think one black guy and one white guy.
Yeah.
Literally one black guy and one white. So 98 Koreans, one black guy and one white guy who are all athletes. They're CrossFitters. They're like ex-Olympians.
White folks, got, we got a diversity hire in there.
Yeah, for sure. He's the baseball player. But everyone, what I was going to say is that every single person speaks Korean. So like the white guy, I think his name is Dustin Nippert or something.
Yeah,
he's
baseball player,
a baseball player.
Yeah.
And he speaks Korean. He's like the whitest looking white dude in the entire world.
He sticks out like a sore thumb.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hardcore. You know what though? It's probably so fun for him to hear people talk shit in Korean about him. Like probably because he sticks out truly like a sore thumb.
If he walked,
and then he could be, he could like respond in Korean.
That's like my dream. To be able to like have that ability.
Yeah, to have
instead,
that ability.
I just have to assume that they're talking shit about me and give like still friendly looks just in the event that they're not.
That they're not, exactly. Right. Where he has the superpower of speaking Korean as well. Yeah. Anyway, it's an incredible show. It's a reality TV of like, I don't know if it's necessarily like finding the strongest person. I guess it's like the most well-rounded, strongest physique, endurance person.
Well, it's like Squid Game, but nobody dies.
Squid Game, but nobody dies. That's not true though, because some of that was just like, you don't need any physical strength. Remember the cookie one where you had to use the pin to get the cookie out?
Yeah, but you had to like, have to have like precision motor skills.
Yeah, but like I could do that. I can really do a push-up.
You think, actually I could see that. You'd be actually like—
Are you kidding? I'm built for that. Small, little, nimble motor skills like
that.
Do
you think that you could beat me in a game of Operation?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to put a wager on that and do that between now and next week?
Yes.
Okay.
No, we're going to Mexico, but after that, yes. We bring Operation to Mexico. We're playing Operation on the plane.
Like, you know that with my hands, like you've seen me try and write my own name.
Oh yeah.
And it's like—
It just doesn't translate. It's like, there's just something that does not connect from your brain to your hands. Right, something
like,
gets lost.
Like I know what J's look like. I know what E's look like, R-E-M-Y.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I got a recent I recently renewed my passport.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized is like, I forget that when you get a new passport, you have to like sign your name, write your number and your email. And I was thinking to myself, 10 years ago, all of the information that I gave is all wildly incorrect. And by the way, like my emergency contact, I should look at the old one. I don't even know who was listed as it, but like if you called them today, they're probably like, yeah, he can figure it the fuck out. I'm sorry, you want me to fly where and deal with that? No, I'm okay. But you have to sign your name. And I was like, you know what? Just before I give this a rip, I'm just going to do a couple just practices.
That's probably a good idea
on this
for
little envelope over here.
Yeah.
And I tell you that each one progressively got worse, culminating and with a big old climax on my passport. So it looks like I forged my own name. I mean, I don't even look like I actually know how to use my own signature.
Right, that's okay.
No, like one day I'm going to be arrested. Like, sir, come with us. There's no way that you could
this
possibly
is identity
be
fraud.
This fucker.
Yeah, that's tough.
I just don't know what happens.
I am flying literally across the continent so that I can go to a Nexus appointment so that I can make traveling easier immigration wise for myself, because Jeremy will literally end this engagement before we even get married if I do not figure it out.
There are few things that frustrate me more than when one person in the group who has the means, the time, the ability, all the things, the capability of not being a giant pain in the ass is a perpetual pain in the ass. And I think I've related this.
It's me.
Well, I've said it before, but I think it would be easier to travel with a suitcase filled with heroin than it is to travel with Lauren, because all of the visa, immigration.
I'm literally classified as an alien.
You're classified as an extraordinary individual.
Alien.
Sure.
It literally says alien.
But
in
an extraordinary
my
individual.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's adorable. You and Justin Bieber. But yeah, so I'm going to need you to go get your Nexus. So that way me with all of my global entry and all of the things already, I got clear.
Clear. You can just pay for clear.
Remember the day you were like, you made us like late as hell, or like there was a huge line or something like that.
I would never make us late in the actual terms of getting to the airport.
Right. Well, long story short, you were like, I can't do clear. I can't do it. I go, let's just try it. Let's just try it.
And then it turns out it's like $150. Then you can also have clear.
Yeah. And I love everyone in the comments. It was like, but now they have your face. They've had my face.
Oh my God. Have you been into a Home Goods? They have your face.
Yeah.
Have you been into a Michaels?
Yeah.
Have you been into a Target?
Have you traveled internationally?
Have you traveled ever?
Yeah.
I have no.
Have you been arrested for stupid shit?
Well, that one I'm still,
You'll get there. Well, when you are, you'll be glad you know you have someone with you that knows what to do.
Anyways, I am flying across the literal continent and getting my Nexus. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
No, it's gonna happen. I feel good about it.
I feel good about it too. I feel good about it as well too.
And then I'm gonna feel a lot better about traveling with you anywhere. knowing that it's not going to take us 4 hours.
I don't understand why more people don't do it. Like, I know why I haven't done it, because it's been a pain in the actual ass.
It's a pain in the ass for everybody.
I guess I have an extra hurdle.
Right. You have one extra hurdle.
I have one extra hurdle, but it's a large hurdle. Like, yeah. it's a sizable hurdle.
But like, you notice, like, most people just, like, they, like, look up and like, they just do whatever's natural to them.
I guess.
Like, filling out all that paperwork is not, like, a thing that you would do unless you know it's a thing.
I guess because not everyone shares the same level of, like, airport anxiety that I do.
Right.
Maybe they don't even think about it. But, like, I want to do everything in my power to make the travel experience as smooth as possible.
Which is why I've been so on you to be like, you need to go do this.
Yeah.
Similarly to how I am in every other walk of my life, I don't really get anxious for certainly not airport waiting. I get annoyed. I get aggravated.
Jeremy is the worst version of himself in an airport. Literally, if one person takes a little too long, like getting their shit in a bin in the security, it ruins his whole day. Like, so, I'm going to give Jeremy at least 45 minutes of silence and space for him to get past that.
So, like, I am.
Oh, now, the people's incompetency.
Well, I don't mind people who, now, if you're in a wheelchair, you're going to take longer. I get that. Now, if you have got 6 kids and yes.
You're wrangling. Yeah, of course.
I get that. If you waited.
No, it's the person who's like, the laptop is still in the backpack. They're trying to send that through with the iPad, with the Nintendo Switch and 14 water bottles.
With the AirPod. What? I have to do what? Huh?
And you're like, is this your first time traveling?
Well, it's like you get up to the gate, or sorry, you get up to the metal detectors and it's like, you've got people yelling at you. And like, their first day on the job, they probably weren't screaming the same three things over and again. But that, now that I said it 1,000 times, people don't listen.
No.
It's like, I get it. I'm like, this is an effect, not a cause.
No, yeah. I'm so excited for the wedding this weekend though. Do you want to know something interesting? Is I was thinking about this before we hit record on today's podcast. I remember at some point last year, just silently thinking to myself, being like, I wonder if I'll be engaged by the time we go to Zach and Maggie's wedding. And here I am, engaged.
Totally. We did a thing. This is our first Valentine's Day being engaged.
Yeah. I have wildly low, I just feel like we're not going to want to do anything.
Like, I'm kind of going to bundle this weekend, Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
wise.
Let's just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we, while we're at another wedding that's happening on Valentine's Day weekend in a beautiful resort in Mexico, do that?
We'll do our Valentine's Day on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Honestly, it's the cool kids to drink anyway. Speaking of, do you feel like you've in the past been a big like, do you put a lot of weight on Valentine's Day?
No, 100% no. I went on to Good Influences podcast, and I think their episode is also coming out on Valentine's Day, because we did a Valentine's Day themed episode as well on Good Influences. And I was trying to explain how I think I tried to reverse psychology myself into saying that I had super low expectations because I was trying to convince myself that I did have low expectations, that I would never be disappointed.
Ah, that sounds like you.
Super healthy.
Like to a T. That sounds like Lauren would like a month before just about anything be like, well, I know that like this probably isn't gonna happen. So every day I wake up and think to myself, it's okay if all the things I care about don't actually happen. What did you have for breakfast? It's like, okay, I'm hearing you.
That's about right. That's about right.
No, but like, I'm only saying it because that's exactly what I want to be okay with. It's like,
that's what it is.
It's like, if like Zoloft was a human.
Well, that's an SSRI. I did my time on Zoloft. I did my time on SSRIs. We've moved over to the SNRI.
Sure. I think it still stands.
Right. Yeah, no. I've always tried to convince myself that I need to have zero expectations.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how I found out I had a keeper.
Because then anything above the bar being on the ground is very exciting.
And you too can learn how to gaslight a woman.
I think that everyone should.
You came to me this way, okay? I did not make you this.
No. This wasn't, this is the effect.
Might I say, the bar was on the ground when I got here, and I said, do you want to like put that on something?
On something? Do you want to raise that a little bit?
Do you want to like get a small platform.
I just want to say that I think that my mindset is wildly unhealthy. And
right.
I want all of you to hold your expectations much higher than mine were.
Yeah. Well, I think there's some good and bad in it. It's not all bad. It's not all good.
No. Yeah. There's some pros. There's some cons for sure. But no, I've never been a big Valentine's Day thing. I think that like so spoiler, we put out a little crowdsourcing to see if any of the Tillys had any horror stories from Valentine's Day.
Turns out they do.
Turns out that there are some major patterns, and I can't wait to get into those.
I love everybody else's drama.
Oh,
like, not
do.
My own.
But oh, like, No.
I'm like, every once in a while, we'll do one of those. I did that the other day.
Yeah.
And someone would like respond with like an answer. And then I'd get a follow-up to that in my DMs. Like, so sorry, I didn't mean to write you a book. Mm. Here's another, like a novel of context. And I'm like,
love
that's
it.
Perfect.
Yeah. No, I love it.
No. I want you to do that. I want you to be too much in my DMs. The
limit does not exist.
The raw feelings that like people have.
I just posted yesterday how, like, remember when my DMs were accidentally completely shut off and no one could respond to any of my DMs? Or no one could DM me. No one could respond to even a story because I accidentally had them shut off and it was absolutely heartbreaking. And then when I learned to turn them on, I was like, oh my God, people do actually have, like they want to talk.
Well, I mean, I do remember the time when I sent you a DM and the response I got was air.
But it wasn't seen. It just wasn't read. Because that's when I also didn't know about the other like folders.
Wait, it wasn't seen? It just wasn't read?
Like, you know when you open a DM, it says seen down at the bottom?
Right.
Like there wasn't a read receipt.
Right.
Because I hadn't opened it.
Right.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Okay.
There's four different fucking folders of DMs and messages on Instagram. And it is-
I alerted you to one the other day.
I just learned about a new one the other day. Like I literally-
Lauren snapped back at me.
Oh my God.
We had done that pre-order like discount thing. And I was like, hey, is anyone going to answer these like last 10 in the DM requests? And you were like, those never mean anything. Those are always spam. We'll throw up 10 out of 10. All real people.
Absolutely untrue. Not all real people.
Well, we'll never know.
It probably catches. No, what do you mean? We will know. I went through all of them. It probably was like 25 to 33% spam.
But 60% good?
Yeah. And so then I sent all those DMs out.
I rest my case.
But like, I genuinely don't understand like why Instagram tries to filter. It's just so wildly wrong. Anyways, there's four folders of DMs. Is there four folders for everyone? Do you think?
Wow. Not relatable, Lauren. I do think there are. I think there are many rungs to it.
It's like all requests, top requests, hidden requests.
You know what? I wish that you could just like, you could customize it. It's like, I want to see everything. I want to see the bots. I want to see fake stuff. I want to see none of it. I want to see a NSFW folder, a non-NSFW folder.
No, I just want like a folder.
You to be able to make those calls yourself.
I want to just have the inbox of people that I follow and the inbox of people that I am not following, but then like just no filter through all that.
Hear me out. What if AI got so good that you could basically say, okay, I want all the responses that are gonna make me feel good. Mm. I wanna make all the responses that are critical. Mm-hmm. And I want all the responses that are someone's penis. And then you could just like auto filter it. Speaking of penises, if you guys have noticed, the Adderall shortage is still in effect.
It's going strong.
I'm about to go over to wherever the fuck the factory is and ask if they need some help.
Just knock on the door.
And just, could you guys get some help? Because I would love to lend a hand because until this gets done, I'm not gonna do anything productive anyway. But what I was saying was, remember the guy used to send you a picture of his weenie every day?
Yes.
He stopped. What happened?
I don't know.
Hey, fellas, if you're listening,
he must have been
if you
to
guys
someone
could
else.
Pick up the slack.
It was on Twitter, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on Twitter.
Like, that's gotta be, but it was public, too, right? Just tagged you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. He added me on Twitter just with a picture of his weenie every day.
Did you ever check
micro penis?
And it was like really only to you, right? It was kind of a dedicated feed.
Yeah, it was a dedicated thing. But I don't know if it was actually that guy. Like, I don't know if the account sender holder was actually correlated with the penis holder. Mm. Yeah, exactly.
You think he was sending somebody else's nude?
It was like a random micro penis guy that I feel like I've seen in DMs in past times.
It was like a famous guy. He's got quite a reputation.
He's got quite a micro penis reputation, right? So I don't know. I don't know
if you're
going to
do anything, do it well.
Do it well.
Yeah.
Do it well.
I would if I had a micro penis, and jury's still out if I don't. But if I did, I think you know those guys that do the fun beards with like the glitter and all the other things.
Oh, the glitter beard?
I would do like a wreath.
Oh, a glitter bush.
But like a wreath.
Around.
Yeah.
See, I just feel like that would because then the micro penis might be flush with the wreath.
Listen, it's not I'm not trying to look impressive here.
Okay.
But like, it would be like,
just trying to be decorative.
It would be like, you know, and like Christmas, think about like Feliz Navidad themed.
Yeah.
And then you've got like white Christmas themed. Mm-hmm. And then you've got like, you know, like country themed, little boots, hat.
I love decor.
That's what I'm saying.
This is a group project?
Yeah. We'll see.
You know what? I love that you're trying to get in touch with your arts and crafts side. It's quite exciting.
As we've now discussed, my favorite is like the one or two comments that are like, so like, what the fuck is he doing if he's unemployed? Well, you'll see soon. But yeah, it's like kind of, I feel like I've been so tied up in work since I've been on this podcast, at least. Mm-hmm. People are just like, is he going to be okay? What's he doing? Is everything all right?
Days are shockingly full.
Full.
You know what though? There was a period near the end of January when I had started working that Jeremy was quite literally doing nothing except for just following me around the house, which is normally reverse. Like normally it's vice versa.
Well, the great Adderall shortage of 2023.
The great Adderall shortage of 2023 was really, really.
Was well-timed at the same time that Lauren decided to start working again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got shit in the works.
I know.
We got big shit in the works.
I know.
And we're gonna tell you none of about it right now. Nothing.
No one likes that. No one, don't be that guy.
Everybody hates
don't
that.
Don't be that guy.
No, like I trust me. The thing I'm trying to like work on is thread the needle of, there was this guy I listened to that seemed to know what the fuck he was talking about. So I'll just pretend like that's the right thing. Who was like, the more you tell people who aren't gonna keep you accountable or aren't gonna be close to the process about a thing that hasn't happened yet, the more, false excitement or false like
hype?
Yeah, but like endorphins and serotonin like they go off to like feel like you're like getting out in the world, but you really aren't fucking doing anything. You're just talking about a thing you haven't even done yet.
Right.
So it's best to like only be like only bring it out to the world almost when it's ready to get feedback, get criticism.
Right.
Like really actually gather that. Otherwise you're just kind of like just hot air.
Right.
Nobody likes that.
No one likes that.
But
no
you know what people do like? These blankets.
No, you know what people do like are the Delight crew necks, the blankets and the bandanas. Yes,
and the bandanas. Of course. I saw some comments. We're going to get some reptiles soon.
Reptiles and bandanas.
Yeah, I saw some reptiles. Excited. And I saw a lemur. A lemur is coming. Yeah, a lemur.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I almost said leper, which is, if you're wondering, not the same thing. Yeah.
Not the same thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so not that Fanjoy didn't believe in us, but
CEO
I think-
CEO Chris called me.
Really?
And said, do you think that you just have a future in full-time blanket sales? Because he's like, you guys have sold—
That's so nice.
Bleep this. $ worth of blankets at this point. So it's like, we have crossed well over into the cross in blanket sales.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, blanket sales.
Blankets are quality and also an investment that people should make.
Do you think someone's ever had sex in our blanket?
For sure.
I think that anyone got that.
There's a bull terrier who has both the original Wild Till 9 blanket, the new Wild Till 9 blanket,
and
the bandana.
Collection?
The cap, the whole collection.
Is this the one I just followed on Instagram the other day?
Yeah.
In San Diego?
Gotti.
Yeah, Gotti.
Gotti?
Yeah, yeah. Picture Gotti. Here.
Here on screen. Adorable. Yeah. Adorable bull terrier.
Yeah, I mean, adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So cute.
And like, I love to see the growth too.
Not that Fanjoy didn't believe in us in terms of like the Delight sweater.
CEO Chris would never not believe in us.
But they were like, okay, so here's how much we're going to stock in the inventory. And I was like, that's not enough.
And we doubled that.
That's not enough. And so anyways, it's still available for pre-order because y'all went unexpectedly feral for the sweaters.
Yeah.
Which I'm really excited about because it is truly an incredible sweater.
It went so well that my dumb ass goes, I think we should like do one more like merch drop this year and do a 3 as opposed to 2 and wait for the second one. People be like, yeah, I'm still kind of like getting my use out of the Delight.
That's because you're a fucking Delight.
I can't wait for Donna to find out that you shifted her little
Donna little, will little never quip. Know.
I'm telling
never
her
know.
At the engagement
no,
party.
No, that's a terrible idea. I am in the weeds playing the engagement party and
I'm supporting the weeds.
Supporting the weeds.
From the distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really fine.
How many times have I smiled? Nodded and paid attention when you asked me to do a thing?
I haven't asked you to do that much, but yes.
And that's why it's going so well.
And that's why it's going great. Yeah, yeah, this is best of both. No, everyone's happy here. This is ideal.
Did you want to sing the best of both worlds? Because every time I hear those words.
Did I miss a note? I think I missed a note.
No, those were perfect. There's some little words and phrases that no matter how long and how old I get, I assume that I'll be in the nursing home, just probably, you know, barely getting along. It's like, oh, you have the best of both worlds. And I'll just go,
Miley,
set me up. What were you saying?
My entire family is going to be in town that week.
So is mine.
And so is Jeremy's. So Jasmine's. Is Jeremy. Jasmine's.
Jasmine's.
And
literally the cousin I haven't seen in 25 years is also going to be there. Lauren's going to meet more people in my family.
Wait, is he coming to the engagement party?
She? Well, they are not.
Oh, okay. I was going to say you didn't add them to the RSVP list.
See, fellas, no, they're going to be the weekend before.
Okay, great.
So you can put your attitude back into your mouth.
So rude.
Whatever.
I'm in planning mode.
We're going to have to start putting a disclaimer on our TikToks that it's sarcasm mode. Otherwise, I'm just going to be shot in the middle of the night.
Yeah. That's tough. But at least I'm engaged. So we've got that.
Yeah. I think some of the life insurance is sent over to you at this point.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Starting to.
That's so exciting. Well, I don't think I have life insurance.
Great. it's kind of a scam. Going back to me before I derailed. You know what? Fuck it. Disrailed. Your train of thought. The engagement planning.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So you're looping back now.
I'm circling back.
Got it.
Yeah.
We went to go see the venue. It was super, super cute. I picked a great spot.
Yeah, you did.
I'm really excited about it.
That I've somehow never been to. That's in the middle of
LA. Yeah. Like in a very like poppin' area. It's like a really cute, like off the, it's on the main strip, but like, it's like a cute, quiet little situation.
Yeah.
You know what I have realized is that like, and I think I saw this in a TikTok, is that so like, we're going to do like a cute little toast and have like a little cake or whatever, and it'll be cute and decorative, but people have recommended to like, the hack is to do just like a sheet cake in like the same flavor as the decorative cake, but just do a really small decorative cake for like photos and cutting, and then have like the actual sheet cake for cutting.
Yeah.
That is so much smarter. I just feel like I've seen
let's try it again. And I'll this time.
Yeah. You said nod and smile. No,
I was showing my experience privilege there.
Right.
I did that.
I just feel like when you see wedding cakes, they're just so huge with so many tiers. And you're like, God damn, that just feels like a lot.
I can't remember how many tiers my original
cake was.
Engagement party cake was.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm excited for this. There's also the option to do cupcakes. We might go down that road as well too. Because that's almost easier for cake cutting. Because I think that—
I'm going to have to text the show boys.
A lot of restaurants will do like a per person cake cutting fee. So like literally if it's like a cake cutting thing, $5 per person, which ends up just being like stupid. So like if to avoid that, we just do cupcakes.
And if you're in Vegas and you want some damn good cupcakes, Showboys Bake Shop, holy shit, the best. I'm going to send them a text and see if they could be around.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause I just feel like if we're going to do it, we should do something fun.
Oh my God. Yeah. We're going to do just it should be funfetti on the inside.
Except for the problem with them is they know me from my singing days.
So does that mean that we have to trade a performance or something? And by we, I mean you.
Well, they don't know that you're not a performer.
And you put me on stage, baby.
Yeah,
you got the best of both worlds.
Honestly, if we don't have a performance at some point in time between now and we're married, I feel like we're missing out.
A performance of what?
I'm not sure. I've never thought about this ever,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of shocking, but also not really. Are we going to do like our first dance?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to like practice and work with somebody? Like, are we going to call Kyle Hanagami and be like, hey, we need—
Kyle won't take me on as a client. He's tried to teach me a TikTok dance before. That's just a bad idea.
You don't think if I called Kyle and pleaded and begged, and I would say, hey, I know Blackpink is calling, but right now we need you.
Please.
I feel like Kyle would only do it if he gets to, like, if we commit to having add a little flair.
A little flair, like a little twerk, a little mid twerk.
I love that idea. What else I love is, do we dance to some Blackpink in our first dance? Do we do a full medley?
Yeah, I mean.
Like Blackpink in your area. Mm. Do we have Blackpink on the show? Think about it.
I mean, that would be ideal. I don't think, I know that our family would not appreciate that as much as we would, but that would be quite exciting.
I mean, for the 37 people that are under the age of, no, like they're probably like, It would be the majority of people that were young.
Majority of people. Yeah, we have very small families.
Maybe young, hip, cool friends. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. By the way, I think doing dance lessons with you would be one part hell and one part really fun.
It would be so fun.
Yeah. Do you think we'd be like good?
No.
Do you think we can get good?
No.
Really?
Do I think we can get okay? Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going out there on stage with you if we don't have our shit together.
What do you mean, one, on stage? Why do we have a stage? Like, mean like the dance floor?
Right, but it'll be a stage.
Okay.
If there's a microphone and Jeremy's on it, it's a stage.
Jesus Christ, wow.
If there's no microphone and there's a stage. In fact, if there's no stage, no microphone and everybody else is talking, it's a stage.
It's still a stage.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Spoken like a true extrovert.
Yeah, yeah, I just get really anxious. It's people you were used to being like concerned. Like, Jeremy, you're gonna go on stage soon, you know that, right? Yes. Are you nervous? No. Do you know your lines? Not really. Okay.
I love that for you. Aspire to have that much.
I can't
that
wait.
That little anxiety.
I can't wait to vow off with you.
Why are we trying to make it a competition?
It's not a competition, but like there's two vows. People hear both.
Yeah.
It's their prerogative.
A vow off. Yeah. I suddenly don't want to do vows with you.
Well, and that's the name of this show.
Vow off?
Yeah, but like I think it's fun to be able to trade those things and have that like moment where it's like you're gonna prepare yours, I'm gonna prepare mine.
Yeah,
we're gonna go come to the table and we'll see who.
Not a competition.
I think there's a little competitive spirit here.
I don't think there is.
Not because like who's gonna win, but like I want to be able to find the full range of like I want to like have the feel good moments. I want to definitely make fun of us, and I also like want to.
I'm not a good public speaker. I'm not terrible.
Okay, you flip-flop back and forth. Depending on the context and the conversation, you go from like, oh, I don't mind public speaking. Like, I'm pretty good at it. Like, it's fine. To like, I'm a bad public speaker. Pick a lane.
I can read off of a teleprompter really well in front of any number of people. Like, that truly does not matter. It can be a set of 100 people. It can be on stage at like a wee day thing in front of thousands of people.
You're literate?
What? I'm literate. No, but like some people really struggle with that. You know what I mean? Just like having literacy? That many eyes? No.
Right.
Having,
by the way, people do struggle with literacy.
Yeah, of course. But like having that many eyes, it's not about the literacy. It's like having enough eyeballs on you that it makes you self-conscious.
See, if there's not enough eyeballs on me, I don't really know if I want to read.
Spoken like a true extrovert. And that's not my issue.
Okay, you say that, but if you told me that I needed to vlog a day by myself, no. Speaking to a camera with no one else around and trying to like get through it.
Because you need your audience.
I need an audience because otherwise there's always a better way I could have said that thing.
Right.
Even if it's like, hey guys, good morning. Like, hey guys, good morning.
But then you just do it
hey
again.
Hey guys. No, I know. But like you're like psychopathically good at that.
Well, 10 years. That's what trauma on the internet will do to you.
Yeah, but like, I don't know what day you woke up and were like, I'm going to be so efficient with my editor's time. It's amazing.
Oh yeah. Like if I want a vlog to be 20 minutes, I'll try and send 22 minutes of footage.
Yeah. No, like you're an editor's dream. I can imagine you like at the wedding, if it was being like recorded, you would like go into a line and you just like repeat it really quickly and just like not even think about how like it's not going to be a jump cut.
Right.
It'd be kind of funny.
Could be a jump cut though. Wedding videos get edited. What do you mean? Jump cut. Jump cut that shit.
But I think the people that are there is probably more important for them than it is the ones that could see it somewhere else.
Yeah, I guess.
Unless there's a live stream sponsor for the wedding, which we're open to.
No,
totally open
we
to.
Are not open to. We are not open to a live stream our wedding.
The right price.
That is fucked. No, absolutely not.
The right price.
Absolutely not.
These are all dark scenarios. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. Maybe not a live stream. You know what? A live stream sponsor really any time, not our favorite.
Is no.
Yeah. How about a pay-per-view sponsor?
No.
Really?
No. For a wedding?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
How about a ceremony?
No.
$1 billion?
No.
$10 billion?
No.
$100 billion?
No.
$100 billion?
Maybe.
We'll just fake the fucking thing. Yeah. Jesus. Maybe. God. Give the people what they want.
I'm not doing a vow off with you. Because there is no competition. Yours will for sure just be better.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
See, I think that you will find a way to make it so raw, cute, and authentic and not strategic that it'll blow anything that's like well-worded out of the water.
Okay, great. I win.
Then I win.
That's so nice. Okay, let's talk about some other people's trauma on their Valentine's Day. I just want to say that the general theme—
I'm thinking that with you.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
fucking theme of people getting broken up with on Valentine's Day. It's insane. I could not believe, I would say over half of the messages had to do with getting broken up with, and a few people actually breaking up with their significant others on Valentine's Day.
Oh, admitting to do it.
And oh, fully admitting to do it.
I have my theories.
I think that it, you know what though, I guess I'm more surprised that people wouldn't just do it the day before.
So, okay. Okay. Anything else?
I just feel like people want to get out of the responsibility. If they know that they're not committed, right, and they don't see the relationship going anywhere.
Yeah.
And they want their out to not have to like make the effort to do Valentine's Day with that person.
Yeah.
You would think they would just do it the day before.
So I'm going to put my ADHD hat on real quick. Mm-hmm. And for anyone at home, this is going to make a lot of sense to you or none. I can already feel it. Anybody with ADHD, anyone knows and relates to the side journey. The side journey being if you had one thing to do in a day, right? It's, hey, I need to take the trash out, but I need to take it to like the neighbor's house, which is a couple blocks away, which will be annoying, but like I could do it whenever. If you're ADHD like me, and that's the one thing you had to do in a day, it will be 11:54 p.m. that day. You will have reorganized your soup containers. You will have washed the thing that you didn't even know existed until you saw that it was dirty. And, you know, spent an hour on TikToks looking at any and everything else before you do that one task. It's just it's the way that we work. And I can only imagine that same thing applies to a much more important or different or emotional thing, which is, hey, maybe I should tell this person that I've kind of been talking to that this isn't working for me. And I know I need to do it before Valentine's Day or like on Valentine's Day. And especially if they have like other plans or like don't want to do anything with them, they'll just continue to put it off until the literal last second. And that would, for the ADHD folks, be a great reason for why it took the very last moment before it happened to become the best idea to, well, I'll just put it off until I need to actually say it.
Sure. That is so valid for the people that have ADHD. That is so valid.
By the way, that's not an excuse.
The rest of them, what is their fucking problem? What is their problem? You would actually think that it'd be easier because listen, like if someone's a shithead and they want to like not do that and they might have a side hoe on the side.
Right.
Like you would think that it would just be easier to just like for you to be a shithead all around to break up with the person maybe on the 13th and then spend the 14th with your side
hoe.
Okay,
but to me, okay, to me the 13th and the 14th, same thing.
That is not the same thing.
If it's okay, but if it's 13th, right?
Okay, okay.
The only reason you're doing it on the 13th yeah. is like, cause you got some other plans on the 14th.
Right.
But like, if you got plans on the 14th, you probably didn't make them the 13th.
If you got plans on the 14th, you probably didn't make them the 13th.
Right. I mean, have you ever tried to get a reservation in the middle of the city?
I know.
For Valentine's Day?
That's one of the things you're talking about on Good Influence is that like, if you have a birthday that's on the 14th, one, it would be so annoying because people would always have plans on your birthday. Prefix menus and getting a reservation anywhere would be so hard. You would never celebrate on your actual birthday.
That's why I decided the 22nd was best for me, to do it a little bit before.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I chose August. There's really just not that much going on in August. Yeah. And so I can just have the whole month.
You ever rewind your birthday back by 9 months and figure out when your parents are fucking?
No.
No. Good as time as ever. yeah, no, I do feel that. And I remember, well, we'll get into me later. I'd love to hear some of these other thoughts.
Okay, here we go.
Because my story is not anything that makes anyone feel good about me. Per usual.
Maybe we just keep that one to yourself.
What's new?
Okay, I had a gut feeling to check my ex's phone for the first time. And when someone's got the gut feeling, it's almost always right.
When you got the feeling.
When you know, you know. And when I looked at his recently deleted, I found a video of him getting his dick sucked.
Videos.
Yeah, videos. Recently deleted. Also, like, is he fucking stupid? If he's gonna delete it like again from your recently deleted. Obviously, he's stupid, though, because he's getting head from another girl while he's got a girlfriend. So, like, you know what?
No.
Rhetorical question, is he stupid?
That's base level stupid.
Yeah.
The fact that he's like, let's get some incriminating evidence while I'm at
While I'm cheating on my girlfriend. Why don't I just pop my phone out and take a video?
Let's make sure that this is provable for her.
Fucking idiot.
Let's make sure that she doesn't lay, you know what?
Trash. trash.
He's probably thinking, trash, I don't want her to lay up at night wondering whether or not it happened. I want her to have a definitive answer.
Yeah. The best part was that it only had one day left until it was going to be automatically deleted. He even said it was an old video, even though it had a clear date on it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that shit might have flied back in the days before metadata.
So I think it was would have been 29 days ago then.
Yeah.
Because I think it deletes every 30 days is like the default setting. What a fucking idiot.
I mean,
men are trash.
Yeah, that's not great. Remember when I said like you're waiting for the last day thing?
Yeah.
That doesn't apply for him.
No.
We'll
no,
call
no.
him
no.
Chad. Chad doesn't get that excuse.
Some of these are just so, like, they're so ridiculous that they seem so unbelievable. But the worst part is that I know that they're not.
I mean, the truth is always stranger than friction.
Okay.
Friction? Truth is always stranger than fiction and sometimes friction.
Yeah,
and sometimes friction.
Instead of getting me anything for Valentine's Day, my ex decided to write a song on the ukulele and pass it off as his. That's like kind of nice.
Wait.
For like the right person.
Wait, her ex decided to write a song
On the ukulele.
And pass it off as his?
Like to say that he's like, this is an original that I wrote for you.
Oh, this is where this is going.
Yeah.
And it was like,
it was Jack Johnson.
I was like,
Jack Johnson.
I'm Yours by Jason Mraz.
Yeah. And I found out myself, he didn't tell me, tried to fully pass it off as his own song. That is hilarious.
Like, you know, for a fact,
have two brain cells. What's wrong?
It depends.
What's wrong?
Had he made that decision after having post nut clarity, he would have known he needed to change some things up. But here's the problem with that. This guy, if he had just said, I'm gonna make a song recording that I love, that I want to share with you, two thumbs up, A on the test.
Or even like, hey, I spent the last couple of weeks learning this song because it really resonates with you and I's relationship.
Could even find a microphone. No worries.
Yeah.
Even better, I want to play it for you.
I want to play it for you. It's perfect.
Instead, this guy goes, so I wrote this song. It's called Thriller. And
it's called Banana Pancakes.
And I want to play it for you now.
Yeah.
And if you record it, just don't show any of your friends and tell them that I wrote it. Okay.
The audacity.
Like, you know, that girl was like, you'll never guess.
What he did.
Jimmy wrote me a song and they're like, oh my God, I want to hear it. And she plays it for her friends. And they're like,
So that's Banana Pancakes by Jack Johnson.
He wrote the song? Yeah. Well,
two brain cells.
Yeah.
Two.
That or Shazam really did him dirty. And I was like, yeah, that's close enough.
100%. Oh my God, just the audacity. I can't with men. That's a boy. That's not a man. That's
a
boy.
There's nothing quite like the confidence of a horny adolescent male.
Okay, here we go. Here's one where the horror story was kind of, was her fault. Okay, so my boyfriend at the time had just gotten an Oculus VR and I accidentally ate a super strong THC edible. I didn't realize how many milligrams were just in one edible.
Been there.
And it kicked in when I started playing. I felt like I was losing my mind. Then I ate an entire Domino's pizza and slept for 15 hours before it wore off.
Is this me?
I know. Honest mistake.
I literally can't tell you just
honest
how much I feel.
Mistake.
Yeah, I ate a bag of weed popcorn once. My God, I was high for a week.
I can hear this though, if this was reverse and like the girl had an incredible date planned and like a romantic evening and then the boyfriend accidentally ate the edible and slept for 15 hours.
Yep.
So hopefully he didn't have a night
Hold
planned.
On, let me do what you do. Boys are stupid, they're trash.
Trash. Okay, here we go. And I actually want your...
Wait, but you didn't get to the end of that.
What do you mean?
Did she skip? Did she miss the date?
She slept for 15 hours. Of course she missed the date. She woke up on February 28th.
Got it.
So that math, I just want to be very clear, is doobie math.
Yeah, no, we'll leave that where it lies.
Yeah. Okay, so this was not her husband's ideas, but she spent her first Valentine's Day with her husband at Hooters. My husband is active duty. So this is our first Valentine's Day together in the same place and as a married couple. My father-in-law came to visit. We picked him up from the airport. He was adamant that we needed to go to Hooters for their wings. This was 2 years ago. This was 2 years ago and I give my husband shit for it every year for not objecting more.
Well, first off, she sounds like the real one. She's great.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, but if this was me, I would expect you to handle that situation.
It would have been my parent?
It's your dad.
Oh.
It's your dad. I think she's totally right in that she is allowed to be mad at you
For not reining that one in.
For not reining that one in.
It is the responsibility of the child to
rein in the parentage.
To set boundaries.
Yes.
That don't.
And you know what's outside the boundaries? Hooters. Hooters. And I know that every fucking dude loves to be like, the wings are so good at Hooters. I go to Hooters for the wings. The wings are just top notch.
All right, real quick. Let me just talk to the guy Taylor's really quick. This isn't for you, this isn't for anybody else. Guys. We can't keep this lie up for very much longer.
The wings?
No, this is like...
mediocre.
The men are talking. All right, all four of us.
All
okay.
four of you.
We really should move on.
Find something else.
It's also like, I saw an article the other day talking about how boobs are out now. So like Hooters is having a hard time.
Mm.
Yeah. But like, when did boobs go out? Did I miss that press memo?
No, but I'm fucking stoked. That's great for me.
Obviously, with the rack.
The absolute rack. Now that me and Remy both have massive titties, we just like love being like, I love being like, it's so exhausting having such big boobs and just being part of the massive titty
committee.
Friend group.
Committee.
Committee.
Come
committee.
On.
Yes, I know.
The
big titty committee.
I can't relate with that level of... it's hard to even put an adjective on it, mostly because my dad wouldn't be anywhere near us on Valentine's Day,
right?
Or most days. But the key part here is that was avoidable.
That was 100% avoidable.
And it just proves to me how great their relationship is that she can make fun of him for every single Valentine's Day for the rest of their lives because of it.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Good for both of them.
Good for both of them. And he should have done better.
Yeah.
The next photo in my camera roll is Jeremy just having the worst time. I love getting pedicures. I think they're quite relaxing and fun. The next photo in my camera roll is Jeremy having the worst time of his life suffering through getting his little cuticles.
What's this thing?
We're going to put this on screen so everyone can enjoy it.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Don't clip this. Don't.
That's just you having a grand old time.
Were my thighs that far out?
No
one did it. No one told me.
Jeremy's got the 4-inch shorts on that day.
In what world did I think that I could pull those off when I was getting a pedicure?
That's a whole leg. That's like the top portion of the leg that doesn't even have hair on it.
Well, I assure you, you get close enough, there's hair. Wow. Someone should reel me in at some point.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. You're being such a baby. Okay. It's so relaxing.
She had to scrape 3 fucking layers off of my foot.
Yeah, but it's not painful.
No, but like
you're being such a baby.
Yeah, but like I've got like concrete skin down there.
No, I understand. I understand.
Whatever.
Okay, another one where she is the problem. She said, it's me. I'm the horror story. I'm a Valentine's Day baby, so I ruined it for my parents pretty much forever. Nothing says I love you like having a C-section for your 9.5-pound baby.
She didn't request to come into the world.
That's true. That's not her fault. You're right. This isn't her fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Her parents shouldn't have been having sex
in May. May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. June? July?
June.
Hard to say.
June. You're so right. That's the parents' fault.
Yeah.
They should have timed that properly.
Also, they could have asked the doctor that was doing the C-section to do it the 13th, the 15th.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I don't know if that's how that works, but
I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, I couldn't be less educated on that topic.
Okay, does it count that I broke up with my fiance on Valentine's Day? I decorated his car, which was actually my car. This has a lot of levels to it. Okay, so I decorated his car, which was actually my car.
I'm trying to, in my head, create
this.
The animation that Swoozy would do
for
this.
Yeah,
failing, but I'm trying.
While he was at work trying to make more money to pay for our wedding. And when he called me that night, I broke it off over text because that's the only way one of us could get a word in over the other. So it's me, LOL. I'm the horror.
I feel like she's being a little hard on herself there. I mean, she feels like something that you probably shouldn't say over text, but.
But I understand that like, if you're just screaming at each other on the phone and no one's actually saying anything that's like audible, that sometimes a text might have to be that's not obviously the path that people, preferable path. But if you're screaming at the other person and you can't make out anything the other person is saying, what are you gonna do? Like write a note, like make a sign, it's over, pack your shit.
Unsure.
Give me my car back.
At the end of the day, like for those things, like it's like, there's no great way to break off an engagement outside of like, well, you know what? The only way that you go wrong there is not breaking it off.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And obviously it couldn't wait until February 15th.
Yeah. So a while back, there was a submission about how someone had been together for many years. And then after a year of marriage, they broke it off.
Mm-hmm.
going back to our last point here. Mm-hmm.
And even worse scenario, because that means that they paid for the wedding.
They paid for it. They did everything.
Yeah.
And she wrote in and followed up after we covered it. Uh-huh. And she said, I need y'all to know I was the submission that said my biggest risk was getting a divorce after getting married after a year.
Oh, when we talked about like, what's the biggest risk you've taken? Yes. Yeah. Okay.
So our biggest risk was getting divorced after getting married after a year of being married, but having been together for 9.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. I remember this specific submission.
And she said, it was in fact a fantastic decision. You hit the nail on the head. Engagement and marriage felt like the next step that we had to do.
Right.
And felt like it would be there to fix everything. And it was simply not the right one. While a lot of judgment and questions came from the divorce, I couldn't be happier with the decision. Him and I are both in new relationships that we are much happier in.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Sounds like what a mature way to approach that as well too. Because Obviously it was best for both of them.
But there's a thousand.
And honestly, like I'm just relieved that they didn't try and like do the third thing in that process, which is have a baby to fix things.
Right.
That's more permanent.
Yeah.
You can change your last name back.
You can.
Oh man, this one's a little messy. I love it though. Okay, when I was 18, I was talking to some guys on Tinder trying to find a little hookup. I love that. I love that energy. Long story short, I met this guy who wanted to bring me back to his place and cook or whatever. So he comes to pick me up.
No guy's ever wanted to go back to his place to cook.
Or whatever. No, but if she's looking for a hookup, that's a bonus. If he's going to cook and then you can get your hookup, that's like best of both worlds. If that's what like you want.
Yeah, no, I'd just be like, this dude's, if any guy is like, come back to my spot, I'll cook and then we can hang out.
Yeah.
That's strategy. Like he didn't just come up with that on the spot.
Oh, no, of course not.
He's adding to me though, when a guy puts up like is ready or mm-hmm. is almost too thoughtful or is too prepared, I'm sketched out.
Okay. And this is why it is goddamn impossible for girls to date.
I'm sketched
because,
out.
Because like if they're too, I mean, I think I said that about you and I was like, he's too mature ? At the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they're too immature and
I'm going to wind up in his freezer.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. It's the whole thing is just so complicated. What a mess.
Okay.
Okay. So he comes to pick me up, pretends to call someone and says, oh, sorry, we can't go back to my place. So my little 18-year-old ho self decides that's fine. We park somewhere secluded nearby. He then asks, and this is just straight up prostitution. He then asks me if he can pay me $35 to nut in me. That's not even enough for a plan B where I live. I ended up walking home. Why 35? Like, is that all he had? Like, that's such a funny random number.
But see, this is my issue. It goes from like, want me to come to my spot?
I'm gonna cook for you.
And this to, you know what?
Now can I pay you to nut in you?
Right. Right. This is why you can't trust a man with a plan.
But also even if he didn't have a plan, he just had $35.
To me, even just knowing you have $35 in your wallet
is too much of a plan.
Yeah.
For this guy.
Can you imagine if he's like, do you like do Venmo or Zelle?
How much can I Venmo you so that I can nut in you?
I just can't like my only fear with that is that that's worked once. Like
the fact that he was like, you know what? I'm gonna just give it a go. I'm gonna give it a shot. Let's roll the dice.
Although there's always the first time for everything. Don't get me wrong. I think sometimes you forget the fact that like, if someone's so bold to be like, you know what? I was gonna do my famous couscous, mm-hmm. but I can't do that.
Instead,
I like to couscous in you. And maybe, let me just like rummage around.
I would like to couscous in you.
I just don't feel like
that. Cummy, yay.
Yeah, cummy, yay, yeah. I just don't think that like that was his first attempt at that. And my only fear is that it has worked.
It's worked at some point.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And maybe it never has. And he's just like, just seeing how long he can strike out.
God, that's just offensive. Okay, here's another one. It's not really, This guy I was dating for like 3 months faked his own motorcycle accident because we got into a fight. He pretended to be his dad texting me off of a random number saying he was on his deathbed. He kept it up for 3 days until I called every hospital in the state to see if he was there. It was all a lie just because we got into a fight that I was 30 minutes late to something. Also, this is why you can't lie to a girl. We will find out. We will know.
Well, also, such an extravagant lie.
And just in what world? In what world? It's like he saw that happen in a movie one time and he was like, oh, this will get me out of it for sure.
For sure. She'll have no questions for this.
Yeah, she'll have no questions.
Yeah, you know. Oh my God. Well, you know what? Since we were fighting anyway and now you're potentially in the hospital for the rest of your life, I'll just end it here.
I can't. Just like the things that men will do to get out of communication.
Yeah. I mean, 2 points for creativity.
My ex broke up with me after cheating on me with someone that he claimed was his cousin. What? Why is this not the first time that we've heard a fucking submission like this?
You know, there's a curveball there.
It's always the cousin.
Yeah, but you're like, you know what? I think I haven't been faithful. And you know, because you know, it's my cousin.
It's my cousin. I would never do anything.
I just, can you imagine like handing somebody that nugget of information on the way out?
I can't. I literally just glitched in like frustration.
And now we're gonna have 17 comments telling us that it's not that bad.
Fuck your cousin.
Yeah. I mean, you don't understand what my town looks like.
On Valentine's Day, this happened, and he gave my presents to his guy best friend to give away. So I didn't get presents and found out that I got cheated on all in a day. And it was with his, well, no, it's not his cousin. He claimed it was his cousin.
It wasn't even the cousin?
No, it's not the cousin. It's someone that I'm sure he was like, no, you don't have to worry about her. She's my cousin. I would never, but it's not actually the cousin. And then he ended up fucking the cousin. Except for not the cousin.
This guy was doing in work. Like he was pre-cheating before he was even cheating.
He was 100% pre-cheating.
Yeah. He knew where it was going to end before it even got there.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
And so you say guys don't have a plan.
Okay, this is the longest submission and the most, this has a lot of like, just buckle up.
Mm. Love an onion.
So I got dumped a few days before Valentine's Day. So I was on my wild girl shit. Never touched tequila in my life, but I decided to down 2 bottles to myself on Valentine's Day. Also, when she says 2 bottles, I'm like, okay, is this like a handle? Is it a Mickey? Is it a 26er?
You've never touched tequila before and you do 2 bottles of any size?
Is it too many travels? Like what are the bottle size? Either way, glad she's still alive.
Yeah.
Ended up sleeping with a guy I had just met in the back of his car. But midway through, he got so hot, he wanted to put their air conditioner on, jumped up over the back seats, butt ass naked looking for his keys, giving me a full sweaty moon. Afterwards, he bought me nuggies and took me home. I hobbled up my driveway, only wearing 1 shoe, the other still being in his car, and then proceeded to spend the next 72 hours violently unwell. Whilst being sick, I kept shouting at my nan, dirty dog, because while I could still envision his sweaty crack in my face, I let homeboy keep my other shoe because I refused to see him again with the image he had burnt into my brain. Happy Valentine's Day to me. That sounds kind of like a win, to be honest. For the memes.
They say...
For the plot line.
Well, they say romance is dead, number one. I mean, the man was turning on the AC. That's great. 2, I think that it is completely within both people's right to not make the first move when either returning or asking for like a shoe after a one night stand.
And listen, he bought her nuggies on the way home. Chivalry?
Not dead.
Put the AC on and bought her nuggies?
That's what I'm saying.
2 for 2. Happy Valentine's Day.
In case you're wondering where the bar is, it's right there.
It is on the ground.
No, I just, you know, there's, to me, if you're in your single, go crazy, try tequila for the first time phase.
Yeah.
That's a memory that we can all look back and laugh on.
For the plot line.
Right.
For the plot line.
Right. In fact, if you don't have 1 or 2 of those stories by the time you lock yourself down with somebody, I fear you didn't experience the world enough.
It makes me happy to know too that like we as a community can all get enjoyment from the plot line. You know what I mean? Like obviously it's a fond memory for her. Fond-ish memory for her.
I can imagine like this dude just like balancing on the middle fucking just console trying to get his keys over here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Turn the AC on.
See, like, and here's the thing. You know, grinds my gears.
What grinds
kids these days will never know what it's like to actually have to put a physical key
into the ignition and turn it.
Yeah, my Toyota Camry from 2001 was not going to turn the AC on if I was over here with these keys. I would have had to also balance my dick probably up against my stomach, just kind of lean it over here, Jeremy, asshole in the air.
So Jeremy confirming that he does in fact not have a micropenis. Micropenis definitely don't reach the stomach, physics-wise.
You put those 2 and 2 together before I did. Sure. Point of it, like, there's nothing quite like watching a grown man stretch for something while he's naked.
Even just that vision of like thinking about you bending over to like pick something up off the ground being naked.
No, like I don't want to, like I want my extremities as close to their nap. Yeah, like where gravity hits me is where I want to be naked. The moment that this starts to happen, like God knows what could happen.
Why is that so funny to picture? Oh my God. It's like, you're just like Gumby, but naked.
Okay.
Tall. Long boy.
No, it's not, I'm not fighting back because I don't think it's accurate.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Nope, that's about it.
I hope everybody had a good Valentine's Day. Yeah. Or is going to have a good Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
We've got some pretty cool shit coming up.
Did you know that Cupid was like a whole Adam and Eve situation, like was supposed to be like born out of just like poof magic.
Poof magic?
Yeah.
It's like beatbox?
Yeah.
Poof magic? Mm-hmm. Poof, go say more.
Cupid was
like St. Valentine or just Cupid?
Cupid like, was born. Like, you know how Cupid's a baby?
Isn't he a cherubim?
I'm sorry, what are you saying?
A cherub? A cherubim?
What are you saying at the end? Why are you adding an M on the end of it? A cherub? Yeah.
Isn't it a cherubim as well?
What's a bim?
Just hold your horses. Hold on.
Cherubim? That sounds like a made up word. I mean, I could definitely be wrong 100%.
Oh, you about to fucking get it. Oh, you about to get it. A winged angelic being described in biblical tradition as attending on God. What's good? So there is cherubs and cherubim as well.
What the fuck's a cherubim?
So cherubim.
Yeah, well, I know what a cherub is.
A winged angel.
Why would they add a bim on the end of it? Sounds like bum.
I didn't make up the Greek or Latin language. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I know.
Is
Cupid a cherub?
Yeah, Cupid's a cherub, but I think he's a Jesus cherub.
Okay, go on. I can't wait to hear whatever comes out of your mouth next.
No, he was what's it called when a Jesus figure is born without having sex?
The Virgin Mary, what?
Yeah, basically.
Wait, so what?
He was just like brought into the world without sex.
So he's asexual or?
No, not asexual. That means that he doesn't.
There was no, there was no. No one.
The Immaculate Conception? Yes. But
Cupid's a boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
A bebe, a cherub.
Right. Okay. So no one had sex?
No. Cupid was born.
Boy Cupid appears.
Yes.
And then what happens?
And then he shoots his arrow into people to make them fall in love.
So the being and organism that was brought into the world without love?
Yes.
Is the one that is supposed to make other people fall in love?
Isn't that crazy?
The irony is not lost on me.
I know.
Okay. And where did you hear this fact from?
My last Valentine's Day podcast episode I recorded.
Yeah, was that so?
Yeah.
Is this a Matt King fact?
No. I was Matt King, remember on the podcast?
You were Matt King?
I was Matt King.
Got it. And I do see some similarities.
We both have psoriasis. We're psoriasis sisters.
This is why you should always let your fiance have male friends because things like that get said.
No, I want to be very clear. Mia is actually my Soraya sister.
So you're taking Mac off the Soraya sister roster?
No, maybe Mac can be a Soraya sister.
Have you asked him?
No.
I think he'd probably appreciate it.
I think he would too. He can be a Soraya sister.
Did you have any where you wanted to go with that fun fact?
No, I just wanted to say that the little love stupid cherubim or whatever the fuck you called it was born without love.
Okay.
Maybe he was loved.
Kids without love would probably spend the rest of their life trying to find it, or create it.
And shooting people down with a bow and arrow?
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't have been the visual that I went with had I been writing the story. But, I'm not going to sit here and
pretty confusing.
The screenwriters, I'm sure, made those decisions based off of some advertiser at the time.
Do you like conversation hearts?
Sorry, what?
Do you like conversation hearts, the candy?
You don't get to say, oh, got it. You're like, I thought you were just doubling down on like conversation hearts.
No, the candy.
I think they might be one of the most overrated.
I don't think they're that
candy.
I don't think I don't think people generally like them.
Sure, but why did every year people buy them?
Because they're cute. They look nice.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's not that like I don't like things that look nice. That's just like to me,
they kind of fall into the same category as candy corn. But I want to be very clear that I love candy corn and conversation hearts. I think are a little just like weird and chalky and like gummy in like a weird way.
There's like formaldehyde in like
for
candy corn.
Sure. Yeah. And candy corn. Yeah. Guaranteed. 100%.
Yeah.
And my favorite time of the year.
Yeah. No, Lauren won't be here long. No. I'm not going to yuck your yum.
Yeah.
Do you want some conversation hearts? Or?
No, I feel like that's like the number one,
I'm more of a chocolate guy for like Valentine's Day.
You're right. You're not a candy guy.
Yeah.
You're really not a candy guy.
I'll eat candy, but like, I'm not like all that interested in just like straight sugar.
Mm.
Yeah.
Love sugar.
Big fan. We know. We know. Feel free to, in the comments below, share more Valentine's Day stories or what you're doing or what you're not doing. I think it's a wonderful day for people to celebrate if they want to, or if you want to be, on the National Singles Awareness Day or whatever the fuck it's called. Mm-hmm. Love that too.
Or it can just be a day. It can just be February 14th. It doesn't have to be anything. It doesn't have to be Valentine's Day. It doesn't have to be Galentine's Day. It doesn't have to be anti-Valentine's Day. It can just be fucking February 14th.
Galentine's Day gets me every time.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot.
You know what? I think it's wherever you're at this year.
Have a good day.
I hope you enjoy it. but most importantly, I hope you enjoy your day in Latvia. Wow, couldn't have had a less response to that.
I have to sneeze, but I lost it.
Let's just give you a moment.
Okay, go ahead.
Lafayette, it was good to hang out with you this week. Next week, we've got, I think, a surprise.
We got a 50-50. I would say, yeah, about a 50-50 chance of our guest showing up in a couple days when we record. So hopefully.
I am going to give her 60-40.
Here's a hint. She's doing the hard 75 right now. And so I think that that ups our chances.
I think so too.
I think
I looked at her Instagram right now.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be here.
I think so too.
And it's going to be
Let's call it 75-25.
No, you said 50. Let's start where you started. I was the one who's more optimistic about it.
I feel good. 75-25.
Well, we'll find out next week, the next time you see us. Until then, have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.